We commenced yesterday with the tafsir of Surah Ar-Rahman. I explained yesterday that Surah Al-Qamar is the surah before, and there Allah talks about the different nations that were destroyed because of the misdeeds, and the phrase that is repeated there, the ayah that is repeated is فَكَيْفَ كَانَ عَذَابِي وَنُذُرِ. Allah says, then how was my torment and warning? In Surah Rahman, Allah talks about His bounties and His blessings upon men and jinnkind, and Allah repeats the ayah, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. That which of the bounties of your Lord will you deny? Which of the favors of your Lord will you deny? Allah then starts with His attribute of name, Ar-Rahman. The idolaters did not know this name of Allah, and they used to say, وَمَا الرَّحْمَنِ. That what is Rahman? So Allah says, Ar-Rahman, the merciful, عَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنِ. By His mercy, He taught you the Qur'an. Allah alone is the teacher of the Qur'an. One of the greatest gifts that Allah has conferred upon humanity. Had it not been for Allah, how would a fragile human be able to absorb, memorize, internalize, understand something as great as the Qur'an, something far weightier than the heavens and the mountains? It's only because Allah enabled it. عَلَّمَهُ شَدِيدُ الْقُوَى. Although the revelation came via Jibreel to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah is the one, the powerful, who has taught the Qur'an to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and by extension to humanity. Allah has taught us the words, the meanings. Allah has made it easy for us to memorize. And Allah has enabled us to be able to teach the Qur'an to others. So that's what we discussed yesterday. الرحمن علم القرآن. Today we move further. Verse 3, خلق الإنسان. He created man. Allah is our creator, our sustainer, our nourisher, our cherisher. Everything we are is because of Allah. Everything we are is because of Allah. Now, one is Allah could create us physically and bring us into existence. The other is Allah gave us qualities. And one of the greatest qualities, abilities that Allah has given us is عَلَّمَهُ الْبَيَانِ. Allah has taught man to speak. After creating man, Allah has taught us how to speak. Imagine if we could not communicate with each other, how difficult life would be. So Allah has enabled us to be able to express our thoughts. You can speak it, you can write it, you can think it, you can communicate it via body language. It is because Allah has given us the ability to communicate that we can learn the Qur'an. So, عَلَّمَهُ الْبَيَانِ is linked to عَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنِ. We can learn the Qur'an, we can recite the Qur'an, we can teach the Qur'an. Our ability to speak and communicate then and enables us to understand good from evil, guidance from misguidance, belief from unbelief, wrong from right, beneficial from harmful. Moving beyond man, then Allah says, أَشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ بِحُسْبَانِ. For the sun and the moon, there is definite reckoning. For the sun and moon, there is a definite reckoning. Meaning, the rising, the setting, the increasing, the decreasing, all of the movements of the sun and moon is precise according to a very precise system. Because the entire universe depends on the system. Imagine if the moon started moving haphazardly. What would happen today, night? The same thing with the sun. What would happen to the months? What would happen to the entire system around which this dunya and this universe revolves? So Allah says, I'm the one who created the heavens and the sun and the moon. I'm the one who created the system. And I'm the one who put that system into precision. And I'm the one who ensures that for trillions of years, the sun and moon are functioning with that precise precision, you know, exact movement. وَالنَّجْمُ وَالشَّجَرُ يَسْجُدَانِ. The shrubs and the trees are engaged in prostration. Not necessarily in sajda as you and I would go into, but why do we perform sajda? That's out of submission to Allah, out of obedience to Allah. So here Allah is saying that whether it's a shrub that's low on the ground, or whether it's a tree that's high in the air, they are obedient and servant, subservient to Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, to Allah's orders. Even the shrubs and the trees, they only function as per the will and the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala.